everyone, and welcome to another show-stopping half shot. Oh, we're having a grand old time off mic and trying to figure out all the different finger mechanisms.
The finger gang
bartender's
signs
handshake.
With sex.
The sexual finger
the
gang
sexual
signs.
Sexual gang signs, yeah.
Make sure you like, listen, and share all of our episodes and half shots.
Oh, my God.
Bill, Samantha.
Yeah.
Say
yeah.
Hi. So we're talking.
Hi.
So we hung out this last weekend, and I think in order of what's being released, y'all have already listened to the episode where Samantha
10 points.
Shouts
made
out.
That shot.
Samantha shouts out our friend Noah and Christina. Friends, they're not the same person. And we were hanging out with them this last weekend, and I was having this conversation with Noah because we were out to drink at a bar, a whole bunch of us, and glassware kept just piling up and piling up.
Oh yeah,
and
I'll stack glassware.
I'll just
throw it on the ground.
And Noah, I'm helping.
And Noah and I are like, so like Noah's like, so pre-bussing isn't a thing here. I was like, yeah. And like we kind of like looked around the room, and there was, you know, there's glassware all over everybody's tables. And meanwhile, everyone's just fucking, everyone that works there's just jacking off doing nothing.
Yeah,
important.
They have horrible staff.
Yeah, their staff is
that
horrible.
Does not, that's not sanitary.
Yeah.
It's not either.
So anyway, Noah tells me this story about how he and Christina had gone to, they went to another town about an hour from where they live, but it's still an area where they know everybody. And they walked into this place for breakfast, and they sat down, and they noticed very quickly the restaurant looked messy. There were at least three tables that had no one sitting at them, but hadn't been bussed at all yet. They looked around. They're like, there's stuff on people's tables. There's, you know, just stuff everywhere. And there's only one woman serving. She has the whole restaurant to herself, and she's like 65 years old. And they just look at it, and Noah and Christina look at each other, and Noah says, "So we working?" And Christina goes, "Yep." And they both got up. They don't work there. They both got up and they bussed the tables. They started wiping stuff down, doing dishes. And it was a situation where the place is so short-staffed that the one or two people that did actually work there weren't going to say no.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Like they were getting overrun.
Mm-hmm.
And these two, like our friends, they own a bar. And so they understand, and this community of people and businesses don't want to see the other ones fail or go out of business. They want everyone in the area to succeed. It's a very familial, you know, atmosphere among them. So that's a little unusual, right, that they would get up and do that. But for those of us who are service-oriented people, it's not that unusual.
No.
Yeah, that's, I mean, stacking plates, like fucking cleaning up your trash, like not leaving a giant mess. Like these is just like, that's just how I am.
That's what we do.
That night at that bar, Noah and I were actually bussing
glassware
to the bar, walking by people's tables and grabbing empty glasses that no one had bussed, right? Like,
and it's, you know,
it's like an instinct.
It is. It is like an instinct. I have to tell myself sometimes, no, you're not on the clock. You're not working. Don't
do it.
Always
on the clock, baby.
But God. But the place that we went to Saturday night, it's really sad. I mean, they had one cocktail server, and it wasn't.
They had two.
Oh, they had
or
two.
Three, actually.
Oh.
You just didn't see them.
Oh.
Because they were off fucking around.
I just saw the one on the cowboy
boots. Finger popping each other's assholes.
Oh. But it's pretty sad when you do have the staff and they just don't want to do their job. I mean,
right.
and Bill, you joked, I just throw glasses on the ground. I mean, how great would it be to just walk in and then just be like, oh, you don't want to do your fucking job? Okay,
another.
I'm going to throw all the glass on the ground. And then, I mean, sadly, we would get kicked out because sure. you're destroying property.
Sure. It would be fun, though.
But it would be fun, and it would make a point, you know, to the owner, because then they now have to spend money to buy more glassware. It would make a point to the bar staff. I just got rid of all your glassware. What are you going to serve shit in? You know?
And that stuff happens by
plastic
accident,
cups,
too.
It does.
Where, like, you know, glassware just stacks up on a table, then someone accidentally bumps
knocks
the table.
It over and...
and then who's to blame? Right. Oh, that table's cut off.
Yeah, right. You know, but I mean, it's sad that at a place where we went to on Saturday that they have
plenty
of staff.
That's what it's called, a place that we went to
yes.
on Saturday.
Yeah. They have the staff, and the staff just doesn't know or want to do it. Now, at this restaurant that Christina and Noah went to, where there was only one server getting slaughtered, that's not sad.
No.
You know, Noah and Christina helping is a godsend.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And that's also the difference. So when we say being service-oriented, they're not all servers are created equal.
Nope.
Not all bartenders are created
nope.
equal, right? Like, not all bar owners. Like, there is a service-oriented mindset that some people have, right? Something that makes us, like, dive in and help out or at least want to help out to see something that is easily fixable that we could do a little bit and fix it, right? And
I love fixing stuff. I love being efficient.
And we might have that. And, you know, and obviously, like, Noah and Christina have that, but it's not the same. Like, I don't think that these servers at the bar that we were at the other night would be out somewhere.
No, they wouldn't.
See a disaster.
Was it Hooters? Did you guys go to Hooters?
Yeah, we went to Hooters. How'd you know? Damn it.
I could have been an assistant manager at Hooters.
Oh, Lord.
Brought to you by Indeed.
I don't think that these servers that night would be out somewhere.
No.
And have that same.
Nope.
They'd be the servers that are
getting shit-faced and knocking the glassware over.
Right. So.
They really would.
They're the I'm in the industry people.
I'm in the industry and I'm going to take care of you. And they leave like a 10% or less tip.
Right. And of course, and usually have to cut them off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I just think that there's something really amazing. And I want to say, like, to some extent, it's the old guard. Right. I was talking to my former GM from Howl, and he was like, holy shit. He's like, ever since the pandemic, he's like, hiring is super fucking difficult.
Yeah.
He's like, getting people, A, that know anything, and B, give a shit about anything, is extremely difficult. You know, he's had to go reopen two more Howl at the Moon clubs and in different cities. And he's like, the people that I'm getting are not the same quality of people that I had.
Yeah.
Right? Like, before the pandemic, you had a lot of established people. So even if you brought in new people, they learned from the established ones.
Yeah.
And he was telling me, this is when he was opening the Columbus location, he was telling me, like, he's like, so I'm thinking about figuring out how to get you out here. He's like, I need a fucking old dog. I need someone that could come in and fucking and whip these young kids into shape and teach them some things. He's like, I need a brat.
Yeah, that's funny.
And you do, like, you need someone, you need to have some established people, and it's difficult because so many people left the industry, as we've talked about in the past, who were service oriented.
Yeah.
And they either were just like, okay, I now can't rely on the service industry because of the pandemic. I went and got my engineering degree or computer networking, or now I'm a rep or something like that. And
still grinding.
The service industry lost a lot of service oriented people.
Yeah,
they did.
And a lot of shit is like virtual now. Like, even job interviews. If you're looking for, if you're in between jobs, may I suggest Indeed.
Yeah, and I think you're right. It's an old mentality versus the new mentality, Brad. I just went to the Westin at the airport a few nights ago to have a shot and a beer, and JP, the bartender who was there, who I actually trained, was handling the bar, and he wasn't crazy busy, but the upstairs lounge, you've got tables out in the lobby and you're responsible for the entire lobby, and people will take drinks and they'll go sit anywhere in the upstairs lobby. And then, of course, they leave their glasses there because they don't think, oh, I should bring my glass back to the bar. And that's fine. Whatever. But there were glasses out on the table. And before I left, while JP wasn't crazy busy, I picked up those glasses, I picked up the napkins, and I took them to the bar. And I got a snarky comment from a fellow bartender that I work with. And it wasn't in a mean way. It was, oh, she's still on the clock. Look at her doing her job.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I'm making it easier for JP. He now doesn't have to leave the bar at the end of the night to go pick up glassware because it's exhausting. You're tired. You just want everything right there on your bar already.
Yeah. Get a fucking bus tub.
Yeah. So I, you know, it's... I don't know. I'm just, that's my mentality. If I can help, I will help. There have been places that I've wanted to jump in and clear plates and clean tables and all that stuff. And a part of me doesn't do it because what is the manager going to say? You know, like, ma'am, you don't work here. That's a liability. If you break something and you cut yourself, we're now, you know, liable for you and we don't have the insurance to cover you and blah, 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 blah. But at the same time, I just want to be like, screw it. You need help. Yep. So, yeah.
I've had those moments too. I mean, and we were just talking about this last night when I used to work at Howl. We went in there, like it was a random Thursday night that I happened to be off. And so we went bouncing around downtown and walked into Howl. Thursday nights are usually not much. And so we walked in there and they only staff one bartender, you know, one door person, one bartender and the GM. Well, the GM's behind the bar. The bar's three deep. They're just absolutely
getting killed.
Yeah, like they're absolutely getting their asses handed to them. And I turned and looked at Samantha, and she says, "Go,
like go do." And go I help. Went. Go right? help Nikki.
I didn't
it's
pick.
Fine.
I didn't pour a single drink. I didn't like. All I did just was bar back. I did dishes. I restocked all their beer. I got more ice. And it's just because you walk in and you know that. They're struggling and they need help and you can.
Yeah, you can feel it. You can feel it.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Samantha at this bar we went to the other night wanted to close our tab and stood there and got ignored. Like when I finally went over, like 10 minutes later, she's still standing there. I was like, so are you still waiting to close our tab?
Yep.
Yeah, that's bad service.
Oh, it's terrible.
And she had asked somebody and they were supposedly working on it. But it like the one bartender was standing there and ignoring her this whole time.
Huh.
And she had to wait for the other bartender to finally take notice and do something.
Yeah. It's...
Yeah. Bad service is, I don't know. I don't like it.
I don't either. It's really, our job is really hard, but it's what's not hard about it is acknowledging people. That's not hard.
Just talk to people. Like, and I don't know. I feel like it can be awkward. Like Chiba was awkward. You know, I was like, oh, this will be cool. Everybody's just stoned, but it's like, nobody talks to each other, and it's all a bunch of like nitpicky fucking little children kind of stuff.
Gross. Yeah. Gross.
Doesn't foster a good, healthy working environment, you know?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, like, as people who are in the industry and we have to do it all the time, oh, I know what our next half shot's going to be about. So join us next time.
Turnpike?
Well, keeping it when you're on the clock, it's difficult.
Yeah,
the fake smiles, keeping it together.
You sent me that article about like the
We're gonna talk about that for the next half shot.
It's foreshadowing.
Foreshadowing. So, but like, it is difficult. Like, this talking about ripping apart, people who are not service oriented and shouldn't be in the service industry or who do a bad job. It's not with a lack of understanding. Like, we get it. Right. There are days where we just.
Yeah. I have resting Grinch face.
Yeah. We can't just pull it all together and just be super fucking happy all the time. But still, it is very much prevalent in our lives. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so much as like the hospitality that you offer in your home. You know, would you like water? Would you like a beer? Would you like. Can I get you anything? Right. Like offering to help. Do the dishes at someone's house or whatever it is. Like there's a service oriented aspect, and even a lot of people who aren't in the industry. And if you're not in the industry and you're service oriented, get in the industry because we need to get some of these other people out.
Yeah.
Right. Again, it is a lifestyle.
Drain the swamps.
all right. You guys got anything more on this?
Nah, I'm good. Bill?
Good?
I'm good.
All right.
I'm cool in the gang.
Sweet. Sing one Cool in the Gang song.
I got nothing.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I can't think of one.
No.
Cool it now. You got to cool it now. Ooh, watch out. I actually don't know if that's cool in the game.
No.
All right. Thank you all for listening to the Zap Shot. Make sure you like and share all of our episodes and our half shots. Make sure to leave us a review on your favorite platform that you listen to on, or just send us a note on the IG or
on the IG.
Funny memes or stories that you see. So thank you all for listening and have a great rest of your day.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Deuces.